Hello, I'm Andy Lyon, Sidetrade's Global Vice President of Talent Acquisition, and welcome to Sidetrade Inside Out, the podcast that explores what it's like to work inside of Sidetrade and give a glimpse of what Sidetraders like to do outside of work. So in today's episode, we are shaking things up with a special format. I'm sitting down with not just one, but three remarkable Sidetraders as they open up about their journeys into the world of tech. I'm super excited to bring to the mic Naomi Smith, the incredible VP of pre-sales for Northern Europe, Natasha Rollinson, the rising junior superstar in our tech team, and Elodie Ravichal, the brilliant area VP of product. Kicking things off in our usual format for Sidetrade Inside Out, I'm curious about what you are doing when you're not innovating here at Sidetrade. So what do you get up to outside of work? Naomi, let's start with you.
Well, hey, Andy. So all my hobbies went out the window when I had my one-year-old girl, Farah. So she takes precedence over everything. My weekends spent with her and I absolutely love it.
Thanks, Naomi. Elodie, what about you?
Well, I'm also a mum and I have two kids. So I spend much of my free time with the family these days, and I really love that, of course. But before having kids, I was a bug traveler, in particular in Asia.
And last but not least, Natasha, what do you get up to, please?
So I'm not a mom, but I do also enjoy traveling as well as photography. So I spend a lot of my free time out on walks with my camera and enjoying nature.
Excellent. Thanks all. Now, can each of you tell us about your roles at Sidetrade and the journey that led you here? Natasha, let's start with you.
My journey actually started with studying physics at university and getting my master's in that. I was then approached on LinkedIn and offered the opportunity to join the Sidetrade Code Academy in 2019, which is a four-week entry-level coding course that is run by Sidetrade developers. And now here I am working as a QA engineer in the Birmingham Tech Hub. My day-to-day role consists of creating test plans, going through tickets with my squad, some manual testing, and creating and upkeeping automation scripts around these tests for regression and release testing.
Thanks, Natasha. And just touching on the Sidetrade Code Academy, perhaps you could share how it's influenced you in your current role.
When I applied to the program, I hadn't ever considered a tech career, considering I failed one of my coding modules at uni twice, but decided to join anyway for the experience. I actually thought the end job offer, if I was to get it, would be for a software engineering role. But at the end of the program, I was offered a QA role that program leads felt that my skills would be better suited to. For me, this was one of the best things about the Code Academy. We work so closely with the leads. They really are able to recognize both the strengths of the participants, but also the weaknesses. And they provide ongoing mentorship and support to help you improve on these. And by the end of it, I came out with a web project I never dreamed I could create myself. Being able to work so closely with members of the team already here at Sidetrade, getting to know the people you might end up working with after the course, it made the transition into starting my career here so much less daunting than if it were a regular interview process. It was clear they had faith in my abilities and had really considered what would be a good fit for both me and the company. And this opened up more opportunities for me than I'd imagined, and I've never looked back.
Fantastic. Thanks, Natasha. So the program itself really offered up an opportunity for a pivot in your career. Elodie, you had a similar experience of career pivoting after an opportunity presented itself to you. Can you tell us a bit about your day-to-day and your career journey to AVP of product?
So my main responsibility is overseeing three product lines, so with a really transversal role to define where we want our product to go and delivering a solution to a customer. Of course, I'm not alone to do that. So to help me in that role, I have a team of product managers. In day to day, well, not 2 days are ever the same, definitely. But we do have some rituals, such as the daily stand-up to catch up with the squad. Because in each squad, we have the developers and the QA. So I'm really happy to, and I really enjoy to work with Natasha. And it's good to start the day by a touch base with the team. I really love that because then I can catch up with the team and I can see the progress on the development. And a huge part of the role in product management is designing a solution to a real customer pain point, in collaboration with a number of different teams at Sidetrade, So I am in contact, as already mentioned, with the dev team, but also UX, UI team. I'm in contact with the customer success team. And at each level of the product development lifecycle, everybody is on the same journey to get a feature up and running. This is definitely our goal. And at the end, what I really love is to being able to communicate to a customer that we have addressed their need. Yeah, as you say, Andy, I went through a bit of a career pivot to get to where I am today. I got my master in management from a French business school, and I actually started my career in product marketing. And it was really by chance that I was asked to take charge of the development of the software. I then decided that I wanted to grab this new opportunity and work for a company that was solely dedicated to software, which is when I started working at Sitred.
Thank you, Emily. So it's fair to say that at the start and where you are now, you took a non-traditional path, right?
Yes. Yes. It was a bit untraditional. Typically speaking, an AVP of product might usually have some engineering skills or at least training, which I didn't have when I first moved into product. So yeah, it was quite a challenge. I'm certainly not an engineer now, but through self-learning, working with experienced people with strong IT and tech skills, by asking a lot of questions, I was able to bridge that gap. And this is how I built my knowledge on the concepts and theories in IT software so that I can do my job well. At least I'm trying. So, yeah, and these are all things that can definitely be learned on the job. So people shouldn't be discouraged from applying for a job just because on paper they don't have all the necessary qualifications. This is really my advice.
Brilliant. And such great advice. Naomi, what about you? Can you tell us a little bit about your journey to VP of pre-sales and what your role today entails?
Well, listening to Natasha and Eddie, I have some similarities. Not sure if that was on purpose, Andy. But, you know, in terms of the career path that I took, I certainly didn't have it in mind. I wasn't at school thinking, oh, I want to do pre-sales. I went to do my A-levels, and when I did my A-levels, you were able to choose the subjects that you wanted to do. So off I went, selected dance and drama, got home. And my dad was really keen for me to still enjoy the arts, but wanted me to do a lot more theory-based subjects and encouraged me to study ICT. One of the reasons he gave was because my brother could help me. So that was quite interesting. I remember at the time I felt really angry. That's not what I wanted to do, but I certainly am pleased he did today. So off I went to my first class in the ICT group for A-level. The first test I got graded a U, and that's the lowest grade possible, stands for unmarked. Luckily for me, I had an amazing teacher, Dagan Thompson, shout out to him. And he pulled me aside and he was basically like, I know that you can do this. You just don't think that you can. And he was right. So it was more about the self-confidence that I didn't have rather than the ability to learn about the subject. So I went on to study information systems at university and got a Bachelor of Science, a first class degree in that. So yeah, he certainly was right. Moving on then from university, I tried a couple of different tech roles. I didn't go for a graduate role. I went straight in at a first line support, and I'm really glad I did, because I did first line support, then an implementation consultant, then training and project management. And then I learned about a role called pre-sales, and that was perfect for me because it had that mix of commercial and technical, and I absolutely loved it and still do today. Your role is to be the trusted expert. So you go into the opportunity as a functional and technical advisor, and you ensure that the solution that's being proposed is going to meet that prospect's needs. You have to understand the back end, the front end, the connectivity and security aspects of that solution. And I think what else is really important is to understand the psychology of change management. So that's also a key aspect of a role in pre-sales as well.
Thanks, Naomi. And wow, what an inspirational U-turn. You spoke a little bit about the need of boosting your confidence when you were first studying ICT and how your teacher helped with this. I also know that you're a mentor on Sidetrade's internal mentorship program by your side. So in your experience, what role do you think other people play in career development?
Yeah, I mean, I was certainly lucky to experience the value of that mentorship early on, not really knowing that's what it was. But I think there's so much value in having a mentor, a coach, a role model, or even a cheerleader. Imposter syndrome, it's very real. And when you struggle with it, you can't see where you're adding value and you can't see your own strengths. So when someone does see a strength in you, I think my advice would be trust them and give it a go. So for me personally, I have a twin brother who always excelled academically. He never had to try and just came out with straight A's, whereas I had to study a lot more than him. So I think that's where the struggle with self-confidence came from initially. Having, you know, the teacher that I mentioned and my dad, who both recognised strengths in me that I personally couldn't see, made such a huge difference to flip that imposter syndrome as an opportunity. I think it's hugely important to get to know people in the business as well. First of all, it's going to build your profile. But secondly, it really opens yourself up to all sorts of different mentors and cheerleaders. So that's certainly something I've prioritised from day one within my career. And I still do that today. So it's always saying yes to any public speaking opportunities, attending events that's been put on by the company and getting involved in as many initiatives as possible.
Thanks, Naomi. I really appreciate your views on here today. So as we look to wrap up today's episode, I'd love for each of you to share a piece of advice to our listeners considering a career path in tech. So Natasha, let's start with you, please.
For me, it would be all about keeping yourself open to opportunities. You never know where that LinkedIn message might lead. And recently, I've also discovered just how beneficial networking can be. Sidetrade has hosted a series of events in collaboration with Women in Tech Birmingham that have been a great opportunity to share experiences, empower each other in our careers, exchange learnings, and build out our networks of like-minded women.
Love that. Thanks, Natasha. And over to you, Naomi. What are your thoughts?
So in addition to finding yourself that mentor or cheerleader, I'd encourage new people to tech to try out a few different roles and understand the architecture of that role, because often their day-to-day is quite different to the perception. And as the three of us have proved, be open to a career pivot, because clearly that is a good thing to do.
Fantastic. And Elodie?
So Sidetrade actually recently partnered with a French engineering school called Epitech. And a few of us went along to share our experiences of working in tech with the students. And my takeaway from that experience is that today there is still a big misconception that tech is boring and mostly for men. So I would just say to anyone not to believe these wrong ideas. Tech is really exciting. It's a fun sector to work in with a lot of brilliant women role models. Many talented women succeed in this field, and you can definitely create your own way in it.
So true. Thank you, Elodie. And with that, we come to an end of today's special episode. A huge thank you to our guests, Elodie, Natasha, and Naomi, for sharing their insights and experiences. And to our listeners, remember to keep pushing boundaries and exploring new horizons. If you're interested in joining Sidetrade, check out our open roles at www.sidetrade.com/company/careers or get in touch with us at people@sidetrade.com. And remember, people make Sidetrade unique. In the meantime, thank you for tuning in and catch you next time.